Life Audio.
A Prayer to Stand Firm and Let Nothing Move You by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. How do you do that? It's become a common question for my daughter since she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. As she replaced the continuous glucose monitor, which tracks and traces her blood sugar every few minutes, her friends gathered around in awe as she held the applicator up to her arm and readied to pull the trigger. Snap! Many of the girls jumped, but my daughter was strong and immovable. I think of her journey with her disease when I read verses like the one today. Perhaps you can relate. Every day we go through experiences which tempt us to flinch and shy away or run away in fear. But when we're brave enough to face challenges head on, the Lord blesses our obedience and our bravery. Perhaps no one knew what it meant to be strong and immovable in faith more than Paul. He endured a tumultuous amount of torture on account of the gospel, but he also dished out his share of it before he encountered Christ, and his life whiplashed around. To be strong and immovable sometimes means having the strength to forgive ourselves and walk away from the sins and waywardness of our past lives. In Christ, we're a new creation. There's no reason we need to remain in the guilt and shame of our past before we surrender to Him. When we're strong and immovable, we can walk into new life with and in Christ, never turning back. Let's pray today for the strength we need from the Strengthener. Father, teach us what it means to be strong and immovable in our faith. Let us live our lives to the full capacity you have purposed for them to be. Yahweh, Abba, Jesus, Messiah, and Savior, Holy Spirit, Strengthener, Comforter, and Helper, one true triune God, glory to you in the highest. Thank you for the life you've given us to live this and every day. Thank you for the breath we're breathing and the fulfilling joy we experience in Jesus Christ. When life's difficult, Father, it gets hard to remember all these truths. Realign our hearts today, God. Remind us who you are and whose we are. Foster in us a focused, forgiving, and obedient spirit, ready to get up and go share the love of Jesus with the people you've placed around us. Lord, make us strong and immovable. Help us to grow today into more godly people. Let the lies and distractions of the enemy fall dead at our feet and fly over our heads, never taking root in our thoughts or hearts. Father, amplify your voice and your truth above all other voices in our lives. Help us to be laser focused on you, Father, so we're able to withstand the arrow of distraction inevitably pointed in our direction. Father, we pray the words of Paul's letter to the Corinthians over our lives. Let nothing move us. Let us always give ourselves fully to your work, Lord, because we know that our labor in you is not in vain. Fill our lives with blessing, favor, strength, and confident hope in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.